and you compare prohibition at its worst with the saloon at its best, prohibition's a million times better. And the ills you would fly to by refusing to take the amendment are a thousand times worse than the ones you'd fly from by leaving it, my friend, as it is. I may be crushed by it, but bow to it, I never will. Oh, history tells us many free countries have lost their liberty. America may lose hers. If she does, my proudest hope will be not that I was the last to deserve it, but that I never deserve it. There's no neutral ground in this fact. Where can a knife and knife to be hit? I absolutely refuse to vote for any man, for mayor, for governor, for representative, for senator, or for president, who is hostile to and will not openly support the 18th Amendment or all other amendments, no matter what political party. I said to you the other day, prohibition interferes with my personal liberty. Personally, every law in the statute book interferes with the liberty of the cook who wants to break. It don't interfere with my liberty because I keep it. The shepherd cares, the chief rewards the race, and the golden sheep for which the sheep are thankful. And then the wolf complains against the shepherd for interfering with his personal liberty. I said to me, prohibition lets bootleggers and rum runners and moonshiners. All we had bootleggers and moonshiners for 155 years of stars and stripes that reigned over America. We've had bootleggers who have them now. Like a fellow wrote to a doctor and said, dear doctor, I had a rash on my face and weighed a pound and a half. After taking 12 bottles of your medicine, my face is gone, but the Lord is there yet. Oh, the saloons are gone, the brewers are gone, the distilleries are gone, but the bootlegger and the moonshine and the fence, he's very optimistic. I said to him, well, they don't keep them, we'll repeat it. All right, then, repeat the 18th of the Ten Commandments. They don't keep the Ten Commandments. They lie, they steal, they commit adultery, they murder, and yet you know without the Ten Commandments there'd be no civilization. You know that society and civilization rests on morals. Morals rest on religion. Religion rests on faith in God and in Jesus Christ.